Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine, too.
Mine's so good, it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Deion Clissa with Preps KC, talking with University Academy coach Ryan Heffley. Coach, solid year last year, your first year in that Crossroads Conference. Bring a lot of good players back from that team. What excites you about this team this year?
Well, we just got a lot of good kids that have worked hard. And we got, like you said, we have a lot of kids coming back. And, you know, our junior class and our senior class are really strong. So I think we're in good position this year to be a real solid team and, you know, hopefully have a chance to compete for our Crossroads title at the end of the season.
What's kind of been your biggest challenge this offseason?
Oh, biggest challenge is we've got a couple kids we graduated who are multiple year starters, and we got new kids coming to fill in the void. And these are kids that have played football, but not necessarily at the varsity level. So, you know, those guys have done a good job and worked hard in the summer at 7-on-7s and team camp and stuff. And they're really doing a great job so far. But, you know, anytime you replace several players, it makes you a little nervous, but I'm really confident in those kids we got taking over those spots.
Well, when you look at that conference, you know, Butler, Summit Christian, really good teams. And is it second year through, you think will help you guys just to having that familiarity of playing the same schedule 2 years in a row when it gets to those same programs?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was it was a great experience. So we were real excited to join the conference and, you know, getting to see those teams, for a second year. I know it'll help us as a coaching staff, and I think it'll help our boys too. And we're real excited to get to compete with them this year and, you know, get to have games at our own home field this year. So we're really looking forward to playing these teams this fall.
Well, that was kind of my next question. You guys opened a brand new field, and I know you had a great relationship with Center and they were happy to let you use your field, but what does that mean to your kids to have their own field to practice on, a turf field and a field to play on Saturdays?
Oh, it is almost it's hard to put into words how excited we are. I mean, a brand new stadium. These kids have had to play in a program for 10 years without their own stadium, and they got their own stadium now, and I'm just so happy for them. And nice, because last year we practiced in a little side field that didn't have field goal posts. We didn't even have it marked half the time. So just having, you know, basic things like that are really helpful for us. And, you know, just getting us a little more school pride and, you know, people looking at us like, hey, they got their own stadium now. They're not having to rent. You know, just gives you a little bit more legitimacy, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to having that this fall.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic season. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you, Deion. Thank you for all you do for football in the Metro. We really appreciate it.